Our assignment for this week was to bring a verse out of 1 Peter or 1 John and tell a little about it. And here, 1 John 2:9-10 says, "The one who says he is in the light and yet hates his brother is in the darkness until now. The one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him." That verse goes along with what Brother David was saying a little while back about how important it is to turn the other cheek to our brother. And if we don't love our brothers, we can't follow the Lord.
I got 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation." And I like that verse because it's just kind of a reminder of who we are and why we're here and who we serve. And just kind of reminds us to not get caught up in what's going on around us so we can be a light to the people in the world.
I got 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. "But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins." I really like that verse because we as humans are very easily distracted and can just get swept away into the cares of this world pretty easy. And we just need to be serious and just keep a keen lookout and love one another.
One of my favorite verses from 1 John is chapter 2, verse 3. "By this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments." That's kind of a easy to remember verse that, you know, we can think about on a daily basis, you know, just can remind us to keep his commandments, because, you know, we don't love God if we don't. So
one verse that kind of stuck out to me was 1 Peter 2, verse 20. For what credit is there if when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God." It's kind of hard to take unjust punishment, you might say, or like when you did what you thought was right and you're doing what's right, you get like mistreated for that. That's kind of hard to take, but this verse says that's what really finds favor with God, when you can just go on and just take it. So that's a encouragement.
One couple of verses that stuck out to me were 1 John 2:4-5. "The one who says, 'I have come to know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him." So we need to not only say that we're Christians, whatever, but we need to live each day for the Lord so that we're at one with him.
First John 4:20. If someone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For the one who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And that's really nice because that shows us that we need to, first of all, love our brothers, and then we can be a friend to God after that.
The one who loves his brother abides in the light, but the one who hates his brother is in the dark. 1 John 2:10 and 11.
John 3:18, little children, do not speak with words or with tongue, but indeed with truth.
First John chapter 2, verse 10, the one who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for his stumbling in him. I like this verse because it includes loving your brother.